Kenny, I'm gonna cheer you up real quick though. This show is really tailored like around you. Like a lot of it has to do with you, and I think that you're really gonna enjoy that. Not saying that Garrett isn't bringing anything to the table. It's just I knew you
Dude,
might.
honestly, bro, this is like not okay because I'm having friends come up to me telling me that they've seen me wash my hands in a toilet. This happened 6 months
Wait, when was
ago.
this? When was
Haunting me to
this?
this day, man.
At school?
Yes, at school.
Well,
Engine said we're about to go. But of course you will never know where the ship's gonna take you. But we all know this is the Shannon Show. This isn't a romantic
I
podcast,
don't know what
but
I'm
the
talking about.
stories will never run out. Banana thoughts or some
Are
wet
they wet?
socks, strap in tight, 'cause this is the Shannon
Are
Show.
you actually putting this on the podcast?
Well, last year we did a
Sorry.
Halloween candy draft. But this year we're going to be doing a different type of draft, one that I think is very interesting. Today we're going to be going, taking turns, picking sexy Halloween costumes. Now, the art of the sexy Halloween costume is a little ambiguous. There's the ones that look nothing like what they're trying to be, and it's just too much sexy. And there's the other ones that are like you're an inflatable T-Rex, and it's just not sexy enough. So
I mean, that could be
it's
pretty sexy.
yeah. Depending on what, if there's a man inside, and I can see why Garrett might like that,
I
but
mean,
it's
if
hard to
you're in
tell.
there.
So if I'm.
Did I
Yes.
say
So, yeah, you did on the Shan Chan, whatever. So yeah, there's
Oh,
just
my
it's
bad, my
there's a nice balance to it, and we're gonna rank our favorites. There's a lot of ones that we see all the time. Some of them are just staples of Halloween culture, especially in college. So yeah, who wants the first pick? I think Kenny should go first, personally. He can take his favorite, and then we'll just keep on going, taking turns until we run out of good ones.
I feel like you should go first so you could
I'll
give
go
us
first
an
to
example.
demonstrate, but I was trying to be nice.
Okay.
I was trying to be nice. I was trying to give you the first pick in the draft. Okay,
I
so the
appreciate it,
first.
but I want a demo first.
Oh, you want a demo? I'll show you how it's done,
Yeah.
Kenny. I always do, yeah. So the first pick in the sexy Halloween costume draft. I have a lot of things on my board here. It's tough to make a decision, but at the end of the day, I actually think it's quite obvious. It's going to be the sexy angel costume, slash goddess. Anything where you're wearing that all white, maybe a little halo. That's classic. It's clean. It's easy to put together if you just have white clothes. It's simple, and I think it's really effective. Good pick? No, not a good pick. You guys are making me seem weird here. What was it?
Really great pick.
Great pick. Thank you, Garrett. Thank you.
The angel.
Yeah, the
Dude,
angel
you came
costume.
prepared. You have like a
Yeah,
whole list and everything.
what I yeah, Gary, go ahead. Your pick now.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh shoot. I don't know. Maybe like a sexy frog. That'd be pretty cool.
Wow. That's
Or
interesting.
do like you know what? No, because you'd look like She-Hulk.
That's fact.
let's see. Maybe like a sexy construction worker.
I like that.
I've seen people just like put like on those like
The
vests.
vest? Yeah,
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 just call it a costume.
yeah. Dude, yeah, the
So
vest,
yeah,
nothing
you could do
else.
that. You could do that.
Have a little hammer, maybe, a little toolbox, maybe carry around some 2x4s. I could,
So who's wearing the costume at the end?
What do you mean? No one's wearing the costume. We're just going down the line here.
Oh, I thought Kenny was gonna wear like the final
Oh,
decision costume.
Kenny, we did. I did get Kenny a sexy Halloween costume one time. Kenny, you remember that?
Do. It was a sexy Santa Claus costume.
Sexy Santa Claus. That's very
Probably.
nice. Yeah. Did it fit all
I
right? A
wore
little
it and it
tight.
ripped.
It
Yeah,
ripped.
my ass was too fat.
Oh. I mean, that's
Classic.
expected, honestly. Yeah. Look,
Yeah,
come on. What are we talking about here?
for Kenny.
Kenny, what's your first pick here?
I actually don't know, but if I were to pick, I'd probably say like a police officer costume.
Ooh, yeah, little handcuffs.
No, for real, you carry on like a handcuffs, bro. We're like a. black vest or something, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad.
I could see it. I could see it. That's a good one. That's a classic one. That's honestly a great pick. You can't go wrong with that. It's a little harder to find. You're definitely going to have to go to Spirit Halloween probably to pick that one out, because unless your dad's a cop. But yeah, totally reasonable pick there, Kenny. I really like it. Good first round selection. For my second pick, I'm going to go with the kind of stuck between two here. I'm going to go with the sexy school teacher. That's just, I think that's a really classic one. Once I'm all about practicality, and this sexy school teacher is something that you can do with what you have in your closet. A lot of times you carry around a yardstick, maybe the glasses, maybe an apple, and maybe an apple, you know. And I have a lot of respect for our leaders in the education field as well. I really appreciate the work that they do educating the next generation. So I think that's a great pick for Halloween. Garrett,
well please. Said. Well said.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
My second pick. Maybe like I don't know, like a sexy doctor, you know, like,
ooh, yeah.
Like pick that. I get like the lab coat, you know.
That's a good one.
Have like your little stethoscope, be like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, listen to people's heartbeats.
Listen to their heartbeats rise whenever. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's a stunning pick. Like that's a really good one. That was on my board as well.
Well,
that's really solid. No, that was really solid. Yeah, no, it's yours. No, rightfully so. Rightfully so. I think that's that could have been a first rounder. Honestly, it really could have been. Kenny, what are we thinking here?
Second pick, I'll probably say like a black cat costume. Like,
you know,
like the black headbands.
Yeah,
ears.
Yeah.
And then you can just put on, like, anything black.
Yeah.
And then just put like some whiskers, bro.
Mm-hmm. you're absolutely right. No, that's a really good one. Just like a slick all black. Yeah, I see that one a lot. That's really common. And it's you can dress a little warmer too, because I know a lot of these with the sexy, you want to wear minimal clothing, but that's not what I advocate for. But if you just wear all black and, you know, tight fit, you know, it works as a cat, little ears on top. I know Garrett likes cats, so I'm surprised you didn't pick that one, Garrett. Yeah, no, okay.
I love cats.
Okay, that was okay. Cool. Okay. For my third pick, well, this is last one. One more for each, or you guys want to do one more for each? That's fair.
Yeah, let's do one more for each.
All right, one more. My last one, I'm going to go with the sexy hot dog costume. I really, really like.
Yo, what's that look?
Like, shoot me the biggest glare ever. Sexy hot dog. What is this? Kenny, is that you? When were you wearing a hot dog costume?
That was me. I did my friend's makeup.
That's very nice. And you're a hot dog.
Yeah. And my other friend was an eggplant.
Would you?
That's so good.
Would you classify that as a sexy
but
hot
I
dog
was a
costume?
Hot dog. That's why I made that face.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I don't need to wear a costume to be considered sexy.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Just go as a sexy dentist.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, just the hot dog. It's really funny to me. I like a girl with a sense of humor. You know, like it's amusing to me. You got the toppings going right down the middle. A little relish, ketchup, mustard. Nice good wiener. Good curvature to the dog with the two buns around her buns. It just works for me. It works. This is Garrett, give me your third pick, buddy. Come on.
I'm sorry. Third pick. Okay. I've got it.
Okay.
Okay, Shannon, you said sexy teacher, right? Right?
Well,
what if we took a step in and instead of sexy teacher, we went for like a sexy pencil.
What? Yeah.
It's like school supplies, like sexy, mm-hmm. sexy eraser. Think about it.
Yeah, that's once again back in the education field. I mean, these things are really instrumental to teaching our kids, and this is a Military Kids podcast, so there's a little connection there. Pencil, I think you gotta be thinner for the pencil. You know, pencils, if you had a big bump in your
I
pencil,
mean,
that's not a great pencil. That's not, I mean, that's a skinny girl costume, if we're being honest. Like, I hate to say it, but we're all thinking it. If you're gonna be a pencil, this is not a slim, thick sort of build here. I mean, you got to be pencil. Like, I could wear a pencil
you're
costume and
number
rock
two
it.
pencil.
Kenny couldn't. Yeah. If you're number two pencil, you get a little thicker pencil. But yeah, it depends. It depends. I like the pick. I like the pick. I really do. It's creative. It works. Kenny.
Next pick would probably be sexy vampire. So
Ooh,
on like
I like
a
that
red
one. That's a
cape,
really good
a
pick.
little bit of like blood, like that's easy to do, right? Easy.
Kenny, that's a really
That's
solid
it.
draft you just put together. Yeah. Do you like a little scary? Like a little scary? Because whenever I went a little bit on the lighter side with the teacher and the angel, you went a little darker there. Do you like getting a little scared there? A little showing her edgy side?
No, bro, honestly, I didn't think about it
Oh, okay.
that
I was hoping to get some post-draft analysis. Never mind. Okay.
there's nothing to analyze.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, so I'll share the draft with everyone, and we'll see who the audience thinks won the draft. Similar to what I did with the candy last year. But I think we all did really well. I really like Garrett's picks, I like Kenny's picks, and of course I like my picks. But we got another segment here that I am really excited for. This is a top five list that I made. I just like ranking things sometimes, and things are a little spooky season. So today I have the top five reasons why Kenny wouldn't survive a zombie apocalypse. And I think it's a really solid list. And if you guys are all right, I'd like to share it with you because I think there's some really good things to be addressed here. Is that all right with you guys? Yeah. Good,
Yeah, it's
Kenny?
all right with you, Kenny.
Perfect.
Yeah,
It's perfect
sweet, sweet,
with me.
sweet, sweet.
It's always all right with me. That's why.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so reason number five why Kenny would not survive the zombie apocalypse is because he sleeps in too late. I mean, like I he's I've he stayed at my house before. He's not getting up early. Zombies don't wait for nobody. If you're sleeping, you're losing. Snoozing, you're losing. You get what I'm saying here.
Okay,
You're
I'll tell you what, okay? I wake up every day, 7:30. Thank you very much. To go to class, I will survive. I will refute
Kenny,
every
that's
single
reason
thing
number
on this
five. That's
list.
only five. That's only five.
Keep them coming, man. You're gonna knock them down one by one.
Okay. Reason number four why Kenny would not survive the zombie apocalypse is he doesn't like the outdoors. I mean, the guy hates the sun, especially the summertime. He's always covering his head. He's always trying to hide. He always wants to be in the AC. Doesn't like going outside. And zombie apocalypse
True.
is about being one with the environment. Everyone knows Kenny
I
would rather be
freaking love
inside.
nature. What are you talking about, dog?
No. This man, he's trying to be someone else. He knows I got him.
Literally tell you how much I love sunsets. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you like the sunset if you're like sitting in a hot tub with a nice view and a drink in your hand.
That is cap. I enjoy all sorts of nature.
So what are the
I've
zombies going to
seen a
do when you
lot of
stop
nature
to
watch
watch
this
the
summer.
sunset, huh?
They'll sit down and watch it.
Watch
They
with the
will.
exactly, and that brings me to number three on the list. Kenny, you would not survive the zombie apocalypse because you're too laid back. You would just be like, hey, what's up, zombies? You want to
Good
be
chill.
buddies? Way too chill. Way, way, way too chill. If you're going to survive this thing, you have to head on a swivel, super attentive. It's just how it has to be, man. You gonna refute that one? He's too
Okay,
chill.
maybe not.
Yeah,
Looking to think
too
about.
chill.
Maybe
Too
I am a little
chill.
too chill.
Honestly,
I
Kenny, if
think,
you.
no, look, no, look. I like to stay level-headed. You know, like I don't
Yeah.
like to like think, all right, yo, zombie, are you gonna eat my head? No, I don't like to think that. I like to give the zombie the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe he's one
That's
of the good guys. You don't know
this
that.
is exactly
Maybe he's one of the
why.
good guys. You know? Maybe we could be buddies. Maybe we could defeat the zombies together. Me and the zombie. I don't know. You know, maybe we could work from the inside and stop the apocalypse.
Yeah. See, this is why you would
Yeah.
die first day. You're
Yeah,
day
that's
one
exactly. There we
casualty.
go.
Yeah.
There we
Day one
go.
casualty.
I'm stopping the apocalypse.
Not with the zombies you aren't. Yeah, that proved my point great. Number two. Whoa, kids show, kids show, kids show, Kenny. I know we said a sexy costume draft, but the birds, relax now. Come on. What are we doing? What are we doing? Number two, Kenny, I hate to bring this one up, but you don't have great aim. Like whenever you're throwing rocks or shooting guns. And the reason I'm basing this off of, not because we've gone to the range together, you shot all right, not based on that. It's based on whenever we were in the Kubsaki locker room and you had to wipe the rim of the toilet because you peed all over the seat. you can't be doing that. You have to hit your target in the zombie apocalypse.
Right. Let me tell you, you miss one shot
and you're dead.
I'm going to let you stop talking right there. Ever since I was a yee wee little boy, my mom always taught me, can you lift the toilet seat before you take a piss? Ever since then, I have never peed on toilet seat. Never. I've never peed on a toilet seat before.
Then what was going on in Goofy that day?
I don't know, Shannon. You tell me.
Are you saying my theory is wrong? I did a whole project on this.
Yes, your project was wrong. I'm sorry, bro. Your life work is wrong.
This is really hard to hear.
You can actually ask my mom. My mom can attest to this.
I'll have your mom on the podcast and ask her if you can pee in the seat properly.
Please, you guys both have her phone numbers.
I do have her phone number. That is true.
Ask.
Okay, Kenny. Okay, fine. Well, I want to get to number one on the list, and this one is just the most obvious one. So obvious. Kenny, you wouldn't survive the zombie apocalypse because you're just too slow. You got the big dumpy. True. You walk slow. Cardio. You're a big guy. You don't do the cardio. Zombies, especially if it's fast zombies, you're done, man. I mean, that's a really big weakness here.
That goes along with, like, too chill, too. It's just, like, taking a stroll while the zombies are, like, all out for blood, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wouldn't work out well.
It's the type of dude to try and dap up a zombie, like.
Exactly. And that's just... Yeah, they're going to bite you. As soon as you reach out that hand, you're like, yo, what's going on? What's going on, big dog? Dude, you're looking a little rough today. You just wake up. You know, that's just not going to work out well. I mean, these zombies are, you know, they aren't out here to make friends, Kenny. And they're fast, too. They're fast. And you're not. So that's my list. I love you, bro. And, you know, if we were in the apocalypse together, I think maybe I could teach you a few things. But, I mean, you on your own, I'm worried about you, King. No, right? Okay. All right. Kenny with the expert analysis once again. Let's get into some, you know, Marvel has been doing this thing recently. I know Garrett's a big Marvel guy. The multiverse, really expanding different timelines, exploring different avenues in which things could have gone. And I took inspiration.
Quick off topic. Have you guys watched Black Adam yet?
No.
No, not yet. With The Rock?
Yeah.
I heard it was really good.
It's a little strange seeing The Rock fly, I have to say. Like, he doesn't seem like the most aerodynamic guy. Like, I don't know.
The Rock is so versatile, though, bro. He's like a potato, man. Like, he could be in anything.
What do you mean he's like a potato?
Like, he's versatile. Like, he could be fries. Like, he could be, like, mashed potatoes. Like potato
chips. What is that comparison? What?
The Rock could be in any type of movie.
You could say, like, Swiss Army knife, and you go with potato.
Yeah, I go with potato.
Okay, fair enough.
Whenever I think versatile, I think potato.
This is when I think of The Rock. Yeah, totally, totally. This is The Rock. He has a lot of mass. Like, he's a big guy, and just, like, that would take a lot of force to get him up in the air. Like, that's some crazy superpowers.
It's crazy you do that in real life.
He's unbelievable. Really a freak of nature, that Dwayne. Yeah. What was it? Yeah, the
that's what going to the gym gets you.
Right? Wait, Kenny, can you not fly yet? Can you fly?
Actually, I can jump. I can jump, like, really far.
Mm.
Oh, that's basically the same
thing. Fly yet,
though. Yeah, totally. Did you hear the question?
So, like, being suspended in the air for, like, a prolonged period of time. So I guess I would be considered being able to fly, yeah.
Cool. So that's the lesson. Hit the gym more so you can fly like Rock. Okay, cool. So back where I was getting at, these are some instances from whenever we've known each other. And if it went a different direction, I want to explore how that direction could have been particularly spooky in a way. And the first one I'm going to bring up is, I hate bringing this up, but the district tennis tournament, I was playing Ian, got into a little bit of a hole. Garrett, how scary would it have been if I lost the match? What happens next? What's the aftermath? What's the fallout? Do I go into hiding, go into exile? Do I never show my face in public
again? Oh, yeah, definitely. I would have to say that'd be an exile period for sure. Like at least a couple months. Yeah, a couple months, and then honestly, I think that would honestly overtake the Kenny washing his hands in the toilet thing. I think honestly,
you think that would be number one?
I think honestly,
let's go. I agree with Garrett. I think they should take number one. feel free to pin it on top of your page or whatever, you know.
Yeah. I think since he almost lost, I think it's number two.
Number two? It's all the way up at number two? No. Interesting. Did we forget the calculator Kenny happened? Did we? I clearly not. I love that you is still like just glitching in and out with the blue. It's like, oh no, that's terrifying. That's terrifying. Kenny's so over it. I'm sorry, Kenny. Kenny, how about this one? What if in the hospital we got caught? What if the MPs come in, take us out in cuffs? What happens then?
Yo, you guys tell me, okay? It was just us three in there.
Mm-hmm.
One guy, one cop, one guy.
Yeah.
One cis security guard.
Yeah.
Do you think at that time we would have ran or we would have surrendered?
Dude, that's a really good question. I don't know what my headspace
was
at the time. That's
what I'm saying. Just the three of us, one guard.
Well, we're not going to beat him up. I'm saying we would be able to hide.
Not beat him up. I mean, run away.
I think we would have ran, honestly. It's like...
I think we would have ran too.
I think we could have got away, honestly.
Do you know how scary that would be? Like, you know how dark it is in there?
Yeah.
And he would have called for backup 100%. So now there's a search team walking through the abandoned hospital, and we're sitting in like some dark corner.
Well, we'd have to get out. Honestly,
Shannon, remember that time we went on top of Lester and like we got caught? Well, yeah. We ran.
Yeah, we did. We did run.
Wait, like the school?
Yeah, we climbed on top of the school and then we just ran.
I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
It was like some teacher. No.
I think for sure we probably got caught and just no one reported it.
Yeah,
there's
100%.
There's no way no one saw it.
Bro, like who's gonna be like no one feels like hunting us down, you know what I mean? Like no one's gonna be like, okay, let me climb 12 flights of stairs, going through the roof and search for three kids.
No, bro, it's actually ridiculous because I was walking on the seawall and then after that I like looked at Lester and then I was like, bro, I can literally see where we're standing from the seawall. So I was like, there's no way the police guards didn't see what we were doing. They probably just thought, yo, this is like way above our pay grade. We're not.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Japanese gate guards. Yeah.
No, like actually though.
Because we were up there like yelling and stuff.
And we were
too.
Throwing stuff off the roof. We were like yelling. Like I don't know what we thought. We thought, oh, no one looks up here. Like this is, everyone's just focused down on what they're doing on the ground. You know, we're above them. Yeah, that would have been bad, though. I think we definitely would have ran, but that could have gone into a pretty bad situation rather quickly. Would not have been ideal. Next scary alternate timeline. Obviously, this happened last year on the Halloween special. What if Garrett never came out? Like, what would happen then? Would he still just be sitting, holding on to this feeling?
Hold on. What do you mean by that?
Garrett, I don't like to put words into your mouth, Garrett. You know, I'm really his cup is invisible. No, I really want you to speak your truth. So you can go ahead. or no, you don't have to. Okay, moving on. My bad, God. Just bring up the old tired jokes. I can't help myself. I have to. It's on the list. I just have to hit my marks. It's what makes the episode. What if Garrett was never conceived? What if Papa Law never got to work that one night? You know, what if that never happened? How much better would our lives be, Kenny?
Yo, I think like our time in Kubi would have gone like a lot like smoother, you know?
Oh my God, it would have been a dream.
You know? Dude, I also feel like, you know how like I'm like always like walking, I feel like I always get pushed off the sidewalk, you know? I feel like we would have maintained that balance and I would have like stayed on the sidewalk.
Yeah, 100%.
Every time we walk, beginning 100%. Of it, man.
Dude, you remember Garrett freshman year?
It would have been a dream, bro, honestly.
Remember he would always, like, stop and start flexing everywhere he went? He'd be like, Shannon, record me, Shannon. And he's like, look,
bro,
I'm flexing.
What was that word
Oh my God.
What was that word
I forget.
Oh, my
like,
God. Drop?
Like,
was it
drip? Drop? I think it's drop.
There's no way you guys are starting.
Like,
bro,
I just
was actually out of pocket for that, bro. That was such a weird time,
honestly,
bro.
Like, I was so focused on my studies and, you know, just hitting my extracurricular involvement.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, Shannon, get your phone out. Look at me. I'm like, Garrett, what are you flexing, buddy? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So who started that account on Instagram? So who started that drop account? Because I don't think it was me. I don't think that was me right there.
I don't remember.
I think that
might have
been you,
Shannon.
I think that might have been you.
I don't remember.
Oh, really? Because I can pull it up right now on my phone.
It still exists? No, it doesn't.
It still exists.
It does not.
It 100% still exists.
This is
you
right,
did
this
not
might
delete
be,
it.
Might be some damning evidence here.
Wait, actually, I don't want to show that. I don't want to show
Yeah, what is it? Wait, it's self-sabotage.
Yeah. It's still there, though. It's still there.
Cool.
Drop Inc.
Incorporated. Why is it incorporated?
Hey, yo, don't like reveal it out to like everyone, you know, bro. You don't want everyone.
Yeah.
What's the ad? What's the ad, Garrett?
You're right. I will never tell.
Okay. Awesome.
Or maybe after the show. After the show.
Okay. Sounds good. The cop gets me, man. What would have been a much smoother ride, Kenny. You're absolutely right. That would have been, I mean, high school, I would have probably gotten better grades. I would have had better mental health. Would have played better tennis. Yeah.
And would have been able to be number one on the team, for sure.
I could have just hung out with Coach Lawson on my own. It's like Coach Lawson.
Wait, what do you mean? You would have hung out with my dad on your own. If I wasn't there, he wouldn't even be there.
Yeah, he would still be working there. You don't know that. It's just me. It's just
you
me,
never
Coach
there.
Lawson.
You never worked at Cooper.
But I play tennis, he plays tennis. We would have ran into each other. It'd be me, him, and Faye hanging out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
no, that's definitely crazy because they're twins, bro.
Yeah, I know.
So she would have been bored, not Garrett.
they just left him behind. Kenny, so this is called Ask Kenny Anything, aka. You like that? Ask Kenny Anything, aka. Okay. That's making sure. Yeah, that was good. Thank you. I asked a few high school students who are current military kids for some questions for Kenny. They listened to the show. They watched last year's Halloween special. Kenny had another episode before that. We talked about military kid mental health. And yeah, I asked them for some questions for him. I don't know why I didn't choose Garrett. I'm sorry, buddy. But we can kind of go through the questions if you don't mind, Kenny. I think a lot of them are actually pretty good intentions. So, sound good? Great. So this one comes from Ahmad. He lives in Virginia. DMV, shout out, right? We love the DMV. He says, how many times do you hit legs per week, and do you change your meals based on what you're working out the next day?
Per week?
Are you serious? Did they actually ask me?
Ahmad from the DMV. He asked you, because last time we talked about how big you were.
That's actually wild. So what was the question again? How many times do I hit legs per week? And
do you change what you eat based on what you're working out the next day?
No, I don't change what I eat based off of train legs. Train every muscle group at least twice per week.
Yeah.
And then after that, you should keep consistent what you're eating. Like, keep your macros consistent. Uh-huh. Like, why would you change what you're going to eat?
You gotta change.
Like you can change the contents of the food, but try and make sure you're getting the same macros.
Yeah. What do you mean by macros?
Like, make sure that, like, if you're eating pasta, you're eating, like, let's say, like, 50 grams of carbs or something like that,
mm-hmm.
you can do the same thing with rice, but just make sure you're eating the 50 grams of carbs equivalent of rice.
Awesome.
Like, you can still eat like that, but just keep that straight. Same thing with protein, too.
Yeah.
Gram protein for about a year.
Awesome.
That's what's most important. Just get in the protein.
Sweet. Well, thank you for the question, Ahmad. Next one comes from Jason. He actually lives in Okinawa right now, which is really cool. He says, hey, Kenny, kind of have a two-parter question here. Why the locker room bathroom? The 600s building is right across this campus and has much nicer / cleaner toilets to wash your hands in. And then the second part is, follow up, why didn't you flush before putting your hands in? Probably would have gotten a more thorough rinse. So that comes from Jason. Anything there?
Hey, Jason, I'm so glad that you asked this question, because it's actually a myth, what you're hearing. It's a myth that's started by, I don't want to name any names.
Myth?
But, let's just say that.
But we have a photo.
We have video evidence. Wait a minute.
Video evidence.
Strange thing to call
myth.
Right,
like Percy Jackson, that's a myth.
Right, exactly. You guys have video evidence of absolutely nothing. Right? We talked about this last time, actually. We talked about my hands coming out completely dry, no water coming off, but I did this to move Shannon's camera off. Actually, let's try and recreate this, huh?
Again?
Jason, was it?
Yo.
All right. And this way, okay.
Let's go. Right?
I was trying to fix my pants like
wait,
this.
Wait, Kenny, are your pants up or down at this point?
All right, let's imagine this is the toilet, okay?
Yeah.
I was fixing my pants like this.
What do you mean fixing your pants, though? What's wrong with your pants? Why do they need to be fixed?
My pants, I don't remember why, but sometimes... Okay, my legs are pretty freaking hairy, yo. My legs are hairy, okay? My legs are hairy. Sometimes my socks get caught up in my hairs, okay? So then I had to put them down, adjust them. I hope that helps, Jason. And then after I was done with the bathroom, I went to the sink, and then I actually washed my hands with soap like a normal person. I hope that answers both parts. I would have washed my hands anywhere, honestly, where there was a sink and soap.
Uh-huh.
I hope that helps.
Yeah.
So. So basically, moral of the story is what you heard was a myth.
Interesting. I hope that does help.
Interesting take.
Yeah, interesting take. I respectfully disagree.
It wasn't a take. It wasn't a take. I was there. I was the person there.
So were we. We were also there. It was just funny.
No, y'all like, weren't. Were y'all in the stall? No.
Kenny, I looked right over the stall.
You were behind the stall. No. Shannon, getting a top view and getting this view is completely different.
Fair enough. Well, next question then. I think this is settled. I'm not going to change any minds here. This is Micah from North Carolina. He says, hi, Kenny Burner. He said Kenny Burner. That's pretty cool, right? I mean, I give you that nickname back in high school. You don't like that? Okay. Hi, Kenny Burner. Did you know Shannon was making a song about you, or was it a complete surprise?
Honestly, I didn't know, but was I surprised? No.
Yeah.
Why? Because... he's been obsessed with me from the beginning of time.
Wow!
No surprise. I was actually waiting for it to drop. Like, I was waiting for it to come out. I'm actually surprised it didn't come out sooner than it did. But yeah, I hope that answers your question, Micah. No, I was not surprised.
Interesting. and those are the three questions. Those are the only ones I got. I try to get more, but not too many people were interested. I thought they were pretty good questions, though. So thank you, Micah, Jason, and Ahmad for sending in questions. Really appreciate it, and we should do that segment again sometimes. next one, this is a little more for Garrett, because I know Garrett, he's a member of our panel of Preposterous, which is obviously our group of experts who handle life's toughest questions. Hopefully we reboot that soon, because those are obviously great episodes. Shout out, you know, the Gillens and everyone else who makes those episodes possible. Garrett, this one is a hypothetical for you that I think that you could shed some light on, give some expertise here. So let's, well, we're in a situation, right? Kenny's out. How many fourth graders could you take in a fight? Now here's the situation. They come in waves of 10 every 5 minutes. So this is, it's like a video game, right? Like they keep on coming in, keep on coming in. You're taking 10 at a time. How long could you last? Or how many?
With my bare
how
hands? Long?
We'll give you, I think that, yeah, that's fair, bare hands. Like, come on, like, let's do it the right way. What are we going to do? You want to hit kids with bats?
Yeah, I mean, bats or, like, bare hands. I mean, same thing. Fourth graders, huh?
Yeah, here, let me get you some dimensions here. Wait, before you answer, let me get average fourth grader height. Now, this is boys, girls, you know, all demographics. This is everybody. 9 or 10 years old, average fourth grader height. 4 feet 10 inches for girls, and then boys are 5 feet and a half inch. So they're right around 5 foot. So yeah, little people here. Yeah, pretty much. What are you thinking? How many could you realistically take on though?
How many realistically? Probably, let's see, realistically? I mean, I have like no benchmark whatsoever.
Do you have any hand-to-hand combat experience?
Yeah, I have no experience. I think honestly, like 20 or 30, like I think, I think I could do 2 or 3.
That's humble.
I think after that, it would just get too much, you know, like they're kids, but they're like just.
My fire alarm just went off for one beat.
Sorry. They're like five feet. That's a lot. Like they're
that's
getting
a lot.
Pretty big, you know. And they're like kids, and so they have like all this energy, you know. And they're like, like all coming after you.
Yo, basically, all I'm hearing is Garrett's making a ton of excuses as to why he can't fight fourth graders.
That's actually all. Kenny, you got to change your mic, man.
Hello.
No, you just go without him, man. Like it was funny while you answered the questions, man. Good. Wait, talk again.
Hello.
Yeah, that's better. That's much better.
Is it better?
Yeah. So Gary, wait, Kenny, you're talking. How many could you take, Kenny? How many fourth graders?
Dude, honestly, I say just keep them coming until I can't take no more. So I don't really know.
That is the question. That is yes. You.
Yeah, but when can you not take
anymore? Yeah. No, you guys are laughing, but like, do we kill the fourth graders? Like, because like, he would be he would be different, like just like punching them, but this would be like lingering around, right? Or not? Do you just want me to like snap their necks? That would be completely different. Like, do you want me to kill them or not? Do you just want me to fight them?
Why would you kill them? Just incapacitate them. Just like get them out of the fight.
Oh.
You're gonna go one by one and break all their necks? No, just like knock them out, shove them.
How many players were you
planning to do? Oh, well, then knocking them out, bro, they can just form a single file line. I'll just knock them out. One
Why
by
would
one.
They form a line? Oh, yeah.
One by one. Bro, fourth graders, bro. You're the teacher. They're just on the line.
That's what they do in school. Right?
Single file line. <don't> Easy.
Don't you think they'd figure it out whenever they watch like 300 of their peers get punched in the face? In front of them. They just keep on going forward for you.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome.
So I'd say, honestly,
what's your number?
until my knuckles like give out completely, or like until like probably say like 50 or 60, honestly.
Yeah, and then so, but this is just based on you getting tired. You wouldn't lose; you would just stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
This is more of an endurance issue.
Yeah, endurance. Yeah, especially for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
As always. Yeah, that's interesting. Next question, similar topic. Who would win in a fight? You in a tank or 1 billion babies?
Oh, a tank for sure.
1 billion babies.
Wait, yo, wait. Pause. I'm not necessarily understanding. What do you mean
yes.
in a fight?
Yeah, so basically, who
babies can't fight. They're wait. What do you mean by baby? Do you mean like infants? Do you mean toddlers? Like, there's like baby could mean a lot of things right now.
2 years old.
How long does the fight last?
Infinite. It's to either you exterminate every baby, or the babies.
I'll just wait. They can't take care of themselves. Who's gonna take care of the babies, huh? It's a billion babies, bro. Bro, they're just gonna like starve.
Die from natural causes. Bro,
I'll just sit in my tank. I'll just be living lavish. I'll just be like eating and like just chilling, you know. I'll have my water.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big old jug of water, you know. I'll outlast them.
What? But so if you just drop the baby off in the woods, its survival chances are zero.
Yes.
Yes. Is that actually right?
No,
I don't know.
But, I mean, probably not. But
Kenny, could a baby theoretically survive on its own?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think it's safe to say most of them would not be a problem. Like, if it was a billion... But I mean, I guess, I don't know, I guess that's kind of like avoiding the problem, because then that's
yeah,
not
yeah.
really a billion
Let's
babies.
Say...
A billion, so there was a trillion babies. I would say the tank still. I would still say the tank.
Okay, to be honest, if you were in a fight with you in a tank and like, okay, let's say it was like a room, right? Let's say that there was somehow a room that could hold
a billion babies. Okay.
You in a tank, okay? I don't think you could move, bro. Like, if there's if you in a tank, bro, what are you gonna do, fam? Like, once you go into like the baby circle realm, bro, like it's stuck. It's not moving.
The baby circle
like, the
realm.
Tank isn't flying very fast. I don't know, bro.
No, that's a really good point. What
no,
if we put it out?
Yeah, you just wouldn't win, or you couldn't do anything.
I mean, a billion is a lot.
It's too many.
The problem
is,
if
yeah,
you...
like one tank, it would actually probably get pretty like damaged. I don't know. I don't
yeah.
think you could, because a billion is a lot. It's hard to visualize how
and then after
much
that,
a billion
if you
actually.
Fired it, bro. And you were like there, bro. I feel like it just like kind of stays there. And just like
it depends how much room we have, like for a billion babies.
That is true.
Because what, like a baby continent, and then you're just like fighting it out.
That's what I'm thinking. That's exactly how I imagined it. So it's like Civ 5. You have a continent. It's outside. The babies can crawl anywhere. Let's assume they have food and water. And you have the tank, and your sole purpose is to hunt down the babies. I don't know. Like, I don't know how long it would take, like, to hunt down every last baby.
I think tank, like, break down. Does it?
My internet's getting really bad.
Tank, is he cutting for you?
Yeah, it's shit. Internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, my it's my internet.
It's a bathroom stall internet probably. Yeah.
Yeah, it's me. This is a really important discussion, though. Yes, I think the tank could break down. Theoretically, like, I think that if you drive over, and this is awful. By the way, we should definitely say it. We love babies. If you drive over enough babies, like, eventually, like, they're going to get caught up in the wheels, and then, like, the tank doesn't function properly.
But honestly, like, without that, I think the tank would just, like, it would take so long.
But here's the question.
For a billion babies on an entire continent, like, the how tank many, would just break down.
How many 10-year-olds does it take to beat a tank? 100?
No. What? No. No way.
I'm saying, like,
no,
if you had, like...
Like, I don't think the 10-year-olds could ever beat a tank unless the tank broke on its own.
But what if... You don't think if you got 100 10-year-olds and they all made a plan to all jump on the tank, there's nothing they could do?
No. No way.
Or grab some rocks? What? Nothing? There's nothing? No.
What? You think... A rock is gonna stop, dude. Tanks like drive through brick walls like they're nothing,
bro. Like, but what's the number?
A thousand 10-year-olds.
I'm saying, like, but, they can make a plan and counterattack the tank. That's the thing.
Five or six, yo.
Five, really? Five or six 10-year-olds could beat a tank.
Oh wait, you said
you're in.
I thought you said how old they need to be to make a plan to destroy.
Oh, yeah, that's also a good point. That's also a good point. And then if they're younger and they're making the plan younger, then there's probably still more of them alive to fight the tank.
Oh, these are still the babies from before?
These are the original babies, yes.
Oh, nah. Well, I don't think the tank would last 6 years, dude. I don't think the tank would last 6 years.
It could drive through brick walls.
Six years of like, like baby, like. I don't want to. Yeah. 6 years of like killing babies, bro. Like the tank would not last, I don't think.
So like, I have a question.
Honestly, I think it would break down.
Would the last remaining infant then be Da Baby?
Is that what this was about? Is that what this was about? It all built up to
that
this.
That was the whole discussion. Kenny's never coming back on the podcast. He just quit right then. That was it.
He's done. Baby, yes.
We lost him, yes. That would be the last baby.
Yes.
You guys are so welcome. So Garrett, what's your final answer? Who's winning, tank or babies?
Tank or a billion babies? I actually am gonna have to switch my answer and say babies, because unless the tank couldn't break down like on its own. Mm-hmm. If the tank was like, because honestly, like outside of like just the damages from like fighting babies in a tank, I think like if you're driving the tank around for 6 years, like.
Yeah,
I mean, it's gonna run out of like fuel. It's gonna probably just like have leaks or something. Just need maintenance.
Breakdown. Yeah,
and I don't know how to repair a tank. So
yeah, there you go, Kenny.
Yeah, babies, man.
Kenny, take our babies.
I actually thought it was the babies from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Very wise.
Well, also because like. If they really wanted to, like, if the babies were like, yo, like, all in, bro, they could, like, go down, like, the, what's the launch thing? Like, the, like, you know, the thing that points, boom. So they could climb in. They could just climb in and they could just kill Garrett, bro.
And they climb in the muscle.
Oh, the tank's gun.
Yeah, baby. Call, bro.
No way is that baby.
I think a baby could fit in there, but I don't think they're gonna do anything.
I don't know if a baby could climb up there, bro.
They could climb, bro.
How old are these babies?
We said two to start.
2 years. 2 years old.
Yeah, they could actually probably fit.
Oh, so they're like crawling and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett would be done, bro.
Nah,
bro. But if you shoot the tank gun and there's some babies in there, that's not gonna.
I would raise the babies, and they would fight for me.
Oh, so you're like Kenny taking Team Zombie? This is how it circles back.
I would raise them. I would take care of them, and then I would have a group of elite babies. Mm-hmm. And then all the other babies who didn't get any care, they were like all growing up in the wild, like savages. And they wouldn't even be able to compete, bro. Like, let's be honest, like trained, like
you're gonna train babies from birth to hunt down other humans.
Okay, actually, that
it's pretty messed up, man.
Yeah, I think the babies.
Okay, babies, so babies. There it is. That's what it comes back to. Awesome. Wow. What a podcast, guys. Really, really is a pleasure always hanging out with you and doing this. Kenny, what's your analysis of the podcast? How do you think this went?
Kenny, a lot of bad jokes. Weren't funny. I love the effort. I love, as always, I love you, Shannon. I love you, Garrett. It was great, guys, again. Coming back again for another Halloween special, you know, discussing some good topics, some not so good topics, making fun of me as you. But overall, solid 8.5 out of 10.
Awesome. Kenny, I'm sorry that you... Next year, I'll make Garrett the butt of more jokes. That I'll try. Yeah. It wasn't as balanced as last time. I apologize. We hit Garrett really hard last year, man. We really did. I had to take it easy. not that he can't handle it. He's a real trooper. Garrett, what do you think? Good podcast? Good stuff? I write notes for this, man. I'm prepared. He's like the Shannon Show. I don't see it going anywhere. It's not up to snuff. I don't think it's a good podcast.
It was a good podcast. You put a lot of effort and preparation into it. I could tell.
As always, yeah.
Really, really funny jokes. Really, really funny.
Okay, really that's good. It, guys. I'm Shannon. This is Kenny G. That's Barry. Real funny jokes. I'll see everyone else next week, and I'll see these guys hopefully before next Halloween. That'd be nice. Let's make that happen. Yep. Adios. Just two dudes hanging out in a Zoom room, you know, a couple thousand miles apart because we aren't gay. Yeah.
True.